Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. New York Federal Reserve President John Williams has reaffirmed the vital role of central bank independence amid reports that President Trump is eyeing the firing of Fed Governor Lisa Cook over alleged past misconduct. Williams praised Cook for her integrity and commitment to the Fed's mission, while noting that any interest rate adjustments will be data-driven. In related regulatory news, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission is set to operate with only one commissioner after Democrat Kristen Johnson's departure, raising concerns about effective oversight in the derivatives market. Turning to Trump-linked crypto moves, Trump Media Group and Crypto.com have unveiled a Kronos Treasury plan valued at $6 billion. This initiative, designed to support platforms like Truth Social, follows a previous investment of $2 billion in Bitcoin. Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr. has joined the advisory board of Polymarket, following a strategic investment by his firm, 1789 Capital, marking the platform's re-entry into the US market after acquiring a derivatives exchange for over $122 million. Analysts also caution that the upcoming launch of the Trump-backed World Liberty Financial Token could expose retail investors to undue risk due to high insider concentration. Adding to the cautionary tale, Kanye West's meme coin experienced an 81% decline from its peak after his Instagram account was compromised to promote a fraudulent version. On the market front, Ethereum's staking system is feeling the pressure as the exit queue has surged past $4.6 billion, with more than 1 million ETH awaiting withdrawal. This imbalance, which started in late July, highlights growing liquidity concerns. Fundstrat's Tom Lee remains optimistic, predicting that Ethereum will not fall below $4,000 and could rally above $5,000 soon, even as traders monitor resistance levels closely. In related innovation, Bitwise has filed for a Chainlink ETF that will directly hold LINK tokens, with Coinbase custody stepping in as the asset guard. LINK's price has been steady near $24 amid broader market declines. European policymakers are weighing the launch of a digital euro on public blockchains such as Ethereum or Solana, a shift prompted by recent US stablecoin legislation. This move aims to expand the euro's global reach, but brings up challenges regarding privacy, governance, and banking stability. Meanwhile, in an innovative twist reminiscent of classic arcade quests from the 80s, a project has begun tokenizing physical gold bars on Bitcoin's blockchain using the Ordinals protocol, bridging tangible assets with cutting-edge digital finance. Elsewhere, Google has advanced its Gemini AI with the launch of the Gemini 2.5 Flash Image tool, allowing sophisticated image merging and editing via natural language prompts. On the competitive side, BTCC has kicked off a trading competition in partnership with NBA star Jaren Jackson Jr., offering a prize pool of up to $500,000 in USDT and exclusive signed jerseys. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.